New research confirms corn ethanol is not helping to stop climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. For a long time, corn growers and the corn ethanol industry have claimed their fuel is low carbon, that is, lower in greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to global warming. Well, a study published this month by the journal Bioscience follows up earlier research, and both of those studies have found because corn is being used for ethanol instead of exported to other countries, those other countries are plowing up grasslands and rainforests to plant corn for food. Less rainforest means less CO2 being taken up by plants. Thomas Hertel is a researcher at Purdue and lead author of the new study. He says the result is ethanol from corn is not a low-carbon fuel.
It results in a figure which really doesn't meet the needs of the California low-carbon fuel standard. It's not significantly lower than the emissions associated with gasoline.
That means California won't be subsidizing ethanol made from corn. But corn ethanol still has a future. Political interests in Washington are protecting taxpayer subsidies for corn ethanol, even though most people acknowledge cleaner, greener ethanol could be made from other sources. This is the Environment Report. Biomass power is an alternative energy source that uses a pretty old kind of technology. Basically, you just burn plants, usually wood, for electrical power. Many states are looking into biomass power because they have plenty of wood. For a while, Massachusetts looked like it would give biomass power a big boost. Sean Ali found the state could change its mind.
A guy named John Boss gives me a tour of an old lumber mill. It's in western Massachusetts in a town called Russell. This mill is almost in ruins.
It looks like a movie set out of a bad guy movie.
Boss's brother and other investors want to give the place a new life. There would be a biomass power station here. It would burn 500,000 tons of wood each year to make electricity. And if you think that's a lot of trees going up in smoke, Boss says the plant will use mostly waste wood.
Our wood will come from discarded pallets, stump removal. Every year, there's roadside trimming to keep the utility lines clear. There's a lot of waste wood out there.
This is actually controversial talk in western Massachusetts. Critics of biomass power don't trust the idea that local supplies of waste wood are going to hold out, especially if biomass plants like the one in Russell get built. There are plans to build 5 biomass plants in the state, and they could qualify for state financial help. Chris Matera is one of these critics. He shows me this wooded reservoir where there's been logging recently. It's not from biomass developers, but Matera fears this could happen more often. The forest is supposed to filter rainwater and keep the reservoir and local streams clear.
We're looking at big stumps and rutted out muddy areas on a steep slope that actually drain down into the watershed eventually. They're not going to help the water quality.
The state of Massachusetts has stepped back and asked consultants to consider what effect biomass power could have on wood supplies and forest health. The consulting group is called Manomet. President John Hagan says the group is supposed to inform a decision about whether to give biomass the same kind of financial help other alternative energy sources get.
I give Massachusetts a lot of credit for wanting to get it right before they move forward, because a lot of states are just moving forward.
Hagan says states are subsidizing biomass without thinking through all the effects, not just on local jobs, but also forests and local air and water pollution.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.